Front Street in Woodburn, Oregon, is lined with taquerias, stores displaying Mexican-style cowboy boots and hats, signs in Spanish, and a bus station that offers tickets to the heart of Mexico. Migrant farm workers started coming to Woodburn about 50 years ago to work the harvest. So many ended up staying, the town became known as Little Mexico. But just a few blocks down from Front Street, at Woodburn High School, the scene is no different than any other American suburb. More than a dozen teenage boys practice soccer, preparing for what they hope will be a deep run into the playoffs. Senior Jaime Velas is trying not to be overconfident.
Well, we're taking step by step, game by game. We don't want to think too far, because we don't want to get our hopes up, you know?
Velas has reason to temper his excitement. Despite making the state playoffs for an uninterrupted quarter of a century, Woodburn has never achieved its dream of winning the soccer championship. Writer Steve Wilson thinks their perseverance is an apt metaphor.
They had, in one way, an unparalleled level of success. They were getting to the playoffs every year, no other team was doing that, but they'd never won the state championship. And I was feeling that there was a parallel among the team's experience and the experience of Mexican-Americans in the United States.
Like many Mexican-Americans, the boys on the Woodburn team faced long odds, poverty, a language barrier, and immigration issues. Wilson wondered if those challenges were keeping the Bulldogs from making it over the final hurdle of winning a state championship. So Wilson decided to shadow the team for an entire season. He got to know the players, their coaches, and supporters. The result is The Boys from Little Mexico. It's subtitled, A Season Chasing the American Dream. One of the players profiled in the book, Martin Maldonado Cortez, says he and the other boys on the team were well aware that Woodburn had a rough reputation. For a town with just 22,000 people, it faces many of the same big city problems, such as gang violence and drugs.
We would go to games and people started acting different. And we kind of noticed that as we were growing up. Hide your wallet, Woodburn's coming.
Don't mess up, his coaches told him. And not just on the field. Don't confirm anyone's preconceived notions about what being an Hispanic kid means.
At first, I didn't know what to think. And then, you know, you really think about it. And you still don't know what to think. You know, you can only do what you can do. And hopefully people get to know you and see you in a different way.
Martin was born in Los Angeles. His family moved to Woodburn when he was 3. He says he found that the American suburbs weren't the only place he was treated like an outsider. Sitting in the Woodburn bleachers with author Steve Wilson, he says he learned that lesson during a summer playing club soccer in Mexico.
They gave me a nickname. It was called Pocho. And I didn't know what it meant until I actually asked him.
So what does it mean?
It's just a slang term used in Mexico for Mexican-Americans.
A pocho is said to have lost touch with his roots.
So you're not welcomed in the white towns up here, and then you're not welcomed in the Mexican towns.
It was pretty difficult. I mean, it was weird. They really saw you differently. They saw you like if you're some rich kid that can, you know, just cross over the border like nothing.
That Martin sometimes blended in better with his American classmates than with Mexican kids should come as no surprise, says Steve Wilson. In fact, he finds it almost silly to have to say it out loud. On the soccer field, it doesn't matter where your family's from.
Most of the stuff that's important to them and that they're going through, problems with their parents, trying to find girls, doing your homework, having your aspirations on the field, thinking about college, all that stuff is the same regardless.
Martin Maldonado Cortez was one of several seniors on the team during the season chronicled in The Boys from Little Mexico. The Woodburn Bulldogs once again fell short of the state championship that year, but Martin graduated and headed off to college. Then, in another setback, he had to quit when his parents lost their jobs. He now works at a local retirement home, but he's still chasing the American dream. He follows his old team closely and coaches a youth soccer team, boys who may one day help the Bulldogs finally win the top prize. For VOA News, I'm Chris Lehman in Woodburn, Oregon.